Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today's topic is Thankful Thursday and how it relates to health. I have a quote there at the very beginning of my transcript, and it says, "The key to happiness, focus on the positive, live in the moment, laugh in the moment, and love every moment of your life." Thankful Thursday. Why did that appeal to me so much? Why is it important? Does being thankful have an impact on how we live, happy and healthy, or angry and ill? Why am I an expert in this field? My name is Denise Thompson. I'm a certified transformational health and wellness coach, was a nurse, fitness trainer, educator, am a Blog Talk Radio host for over 5 years, and am a best-selling author. And I do have many years of working in or being exposed to the medical field. My family has lots of doctors and nurses and dentists, and I was one of them. So, yes, I started early to get my information, and now I'm just deepening it some more. So, today I want to create awareness how being thankful, positive, laughing often, and loving every moment of our life has a wonderful impact on our health. As you know, at least from previous episodes, if you listen to them, our mindset is crucial in creating health or illness. In today's world, with all the restrictions, challenges, homeschooling your children, and yes, something most of you have not signed up for, not being able to visit loved ones in nursing homes or convalescent homes, as the administration is afraid that someone might bring the virus in. Weddings are reduced to 15 people at a 6-foot distancing, except a couple, instead of 150-plus friends and family. Funerals are held over social media. I just watched one last month where a friend of mine lost his son to death, and because of the restrictions and limitations, there were only a few people allowed to be in the sanctuary for the ceremony, but there was no graveside ceremony or anything. Except in some cases, in some states, the closest family members can have a small graveside thing. But the list goes on and on and on. And is that positive for us to fret over it? Okay, my answer is time to shift gear. What are we thankful for? That's gonna get us much further. So I found an amazing what I'm thankful for, and some of them are actually the things that I am thankful for every morning. Before I even get out of bed, I say, I'm thankful for, I'm grateful for, whatever it is. So I'm going to read you a few to give you an idea of what you can be thankful for, things you might not even have thought about, because some of these things are actually challenging my mind just a little bit. So it goes, I'm thankful for the taxes I pay, because it means that I'm employed. I'm thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug, because it means I have enough to eat. I'm thankful for my shadow who watches me work, because it means I am out in the sunshine. I'm thankful for a lawn that has to be mowed, windows that have to be washed, and gutters that need fixing, because it means that I have a home. I'm thankful for the spot that I find on the far end of the parking lot, because it means that I am capable of walking. I'm thankful for all the complaining I hear about the government because it means we have freedom of speech. I'm thankful for the lady behind me in church who sings off key because it means that I can hear. I'm thankful for the huge pile of laundry and ironing because it means that that my loved ones are nearby. I'm thankful for the alarm that goes off in the early morning hours because it means that I'm still alive. I'm thankful for the mess to clean after a party because it means I have been surrounded by friends. That might be a little bit less right now than otherwise, but still, you know, it's something to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my huge heating bill because it means that I am warm. And I'm thankful for my weariness and aching muscles at the end of the day because it means I have been productive. So those are just a few things that we can be thankful for, and I am positive there are many more. For me, it's also, I'm thankful for waking up in the morning. I'm thankful for having a roof over the head. Pardon me. I'm thankful for my spouse, my husband. I'm thankful for my daughter. Doesn't mean I'm thankful for everything she does, but I'm thankful for having her because that means I was once of bearing age and I was able to give birth to a child and make a difference in life. I'm thankful for my bonus mom to still be alive at 90 and still going bike riding on her 90th birthday last June. I'm thankful for so many things. Every day when the sun comes out, I'm thankful. I even consider it almost like a miracle. And the reason why, just a few weeks ago, we did not see any sunshine. It was covered in smoke. California, up and down the West Coast, is pretty much in flames. And it is a very sad situation. However, instead of focusing on the sad part, let's focus on the positive part. So what I would like you to do is to have a shift. Create your own I am thankful for page. And, you know, when you're ready and you have your piece of paper and your pen there, before you start writing, think, how are you feeling right now? Just write down whatever comes to your mind. Don't even think. Just write it down. Oh, dang, I need to do an assignment. Oh, man, what is that going to help me? Well, I'm thankful I can at least still write. You know, anything that comes to your mind, write it down. Then go into your I'm thankful for and start writing whatever you're thankful for. And you can even abbreviate it. You can just write I'm thankful for on the top of the page and then make a hyphen in front of every new thing or a dot, just like a list. So it's easier because you know that in front of each thing that you write, you're going to say I'm thankful for. If you need help to find some things, you can go to bing.com/images. So that's bing.com/images. And they have a lot of suggestions there. They even have sheets that you can download if you want to. That's all your choice. But when you're done with that, take maybe 5-10 minutes to do that. It's not a day job. It's something quick, but just to see how it is. So when you're done with your I'm thankful for page, take a deep breath and then realize, how do you feel now after having written that page? Do you feel a shift? Do you realize how it's changed the way you feel, you think? Are you feeling better now? If you can say yes, that means you're working towards your better health. Because whenever you feel positive and good and happy, your health is improving. And so that's the goal. That's where we want to go. Make everything better. We that's my hubby and I, have actually started when we still lived at the ranch on Thanksgiving Day that nobody was allowed to eat before each one of us said something that we were thankful for. And you know that it was so interesting. At the beginning, it was just, I don't like this. Oh, I don't like that. Why did you fix that and not that or that? You know, kind of like nagging. And so my husband stood up and he said, we have a new tradition this year. We're going to start it right now. Please, everybody, put your forks down, sharpen your ears, and listen. We are not going to eat before everybody on this table, and we had 35 people on the table, at the table, before everybody, including the children, there were additional, said something they're thankful for. So start thinking about it. And he says, I'm going to start to set an example. And he goes, I can't remember what he said, but it might have been something like, I am so thankful that we can all gather here together and enjoy this Thanksgiving Day and have plenty of food and can build stronger relationships. And then he says, okay, your turn. And we went around the table. It took about 20, 30 minutes. And that was enough time for 35 people and the children to literally change their mindset and start talking positive and start respecting one another, not cutting each other off and ma-da-da-da, me. You know, I felt like we were under 2-year-olds, me turn, instead of adults. And that really changed. And it was just so much fun to see what else came about. Instead, when we were done with eating and conversing and all that stuff, instead of people just taking off and running out the door and leaving hubby and I behind for a whole week of cleaning up, and it took us a whole week to cook everything for everybody, they said, can we help clean the dishes? Are we allowed to take stuff in the kitchen and wash the dishes? And can we start divvying up the leftovers so you don't have all that stuff to do on your own? And we looked at each other, Javi and I, and we said, yes, please. We had enough Tupperwares ready, your plastic containers, whatever was safe. And we said, okay, if you want to take something home, do that first, and whatever is left, we'll put in and we'll keep it in the refrigerator for us. Quite often, almost everything went out the house. And if we wanted something, we just made sure we took some right away so we had some for the next day because we were really exhausted from hosting it. But we had so much fun. The next year, we had a sign-up list and we had entrees, hors d'oeuvres, main dishes, desserts, salads, tossed green salads or other salads, fruit salads, macaroni salad, potato salad, whatever it was at that time. And we sent the list around and everybody signed up. And if they did not, I went on the phone and I called each and everyone and asked them what they wanted to contribute for at least 4 to 6 people. And if everybody did that, there was plenty of food for everyone, you know, because it wasn't a feast to go stuff yourself. It was a feast to give thanks and to celebrate and to love one another. And from then on, the next few Thanksgiving were totally amazing. And that lasted until we moved from Northern California to Southern California. So since then, we haven't been able to do that anymore. And I do miss it, actually. So should we ever move again, I might want a bigger home, easier layout, so we can invite everybody to come over again and maybe spend a few days with us instead of just a couple of hours. Because there in Northern California, everybody lived within like 10, 15, 20 minutes from us, so it was easy for them to just show up. The next place is not going to be that close, so they will need some travel time and go from there. But that's going to be more reasons to be thankful for. I mean, I just realized we can add a safe trip. We can add beautiful scenery while driving. I mean, there's so many things. So I'm really encouraging you. It doesn't have to be right now, but take note of it. And whenever you have about 10 minutes or so, take a piece of paper, take a deep breath, write the title on the top of the page, I'm thankful for. Then first write down on a different piece of paper what you're feeling, how you're feeling about this assignment or whatever, or how the day was, whatever was going on in your mind. Take another deep breath and a sip of water, and then go into I am thankful for, and put the highlights down, at least 10 of them. And then put your pen down, take another deep breath, and then write down on that first paper how you feel now after having written that page and how it has changed your mindset. So I hope this has really given you a little bit of a directive on how we are in control of what we think. I heard this morning a friend of mine did a video about the things we feel we have to do or the things we think we have to do. So are they have to's? Are they get to's? Or is it just a plain list with chores a mile long that don't have any meaning? I think I mentioned last week that I started doing a 3x5 card. I usually like to write it the night before, so in the morning when I get up, I'm ready. And for today, it says Thursday, 10/1/20, win the day. And it's in no specific order. I just check it up when I've done it. It says physical therapy exercises, AM and PM. Birthdays, that means that everybody on Facebook who has a birthday and is on my list, it's a birthday card via Facebook from me. Read my goals and dreams 3 times a day. That's in the morning when I wake up, at noon, and at night when I go to bed. Read the scrolls from Og Mandino, the 10 Ancient Scrolls, 3 times a day. Early morning when I get up, noontime, and evening when I go to bed. Do a post or a video about Thankful Thursday. I did that already. And now I talked about it even on the Blog Talk Radio show, which I said prepare for and hold it, which I've done. Then I have a bike ride down. I usually bike on Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursdays, 8 to 10 miles for my exercise, besides the daily physical therapy exercises I need to do. Then I have 10 get the word out calls to make, where I'm going to tell people who I am, what I'm doing, and ask them if I can give them a free health goal assessment. And I'm going to comment on some things. I'm going to do my monthly action plan. That's a piece of paper I fill out with all my goals that I want to reach. And I'm going to work on cleaning up the table. And I have one more thing. So I have half of these things done already, and it's not even quite noon. So you see, I only put things down that are getting me further in my life and making me a better person. Washing the dishes, that's a given. Washing the laundry, that's a given. I don't even have to worry about it. Just whenever the washer is full with the dirty laundry, it gets washed, you know. That's the agreement that my husband and I have. Sometimes he starts it, sometimes I do. Whoever sees it first when it's finished puts it in the dryer. And then we divvy it up, his clothes, my clothes, and we go from there. So everything is actually made so that we can be thankful for. And honestly, I really hope that this episode was of big value to you. You're thinking from things you have no control over to things that you have control over, which is how you choose to think and how you choose to live, and that you want to be healthy and happy and not angry and ill. And remember the STOP challenge, choose, that I've been mentioning several times. That is always helping me to align when I just feel like a little bit out of sorts, or I want to eat something that doesn't serve me, that doesn't do me any good. I go stop and take a deep breath, a slow breath, to help bring my emotions under control. Then I challenge myself by thinking about why I'm feeling or acting the way I am and ask, is this even true? And then I get to choose the behavior that supports what I really want. And I made that card like a stop sign with red, amber, and green. It's like in Europe when the stop signs, the traffic lights, they first go from green to amber to red. And then they reverse before you can drive again, because the amber gives you the preparedness that, yes, the green's coming right away, get ready to go. And that's how they have a lot less accidents, because they know they pay attention to the traffic lights. And that's why I made my stop challenge choose in the traffic light colors. So that's it for today. Again, I hope I gave you enough value. And if you would like to share your unthankful for list and you wanted permission to read it on my next show, please email it to me. I would love to see what you came up with, what I didn't think about it yet, and add those things to it, because I know for a fact there are so many more things that I didn't mention today, and I would love to see who comes up with those. So if you want to participate, and I hope you will, please email it to dythomson@gmail.com or voicemail or text it to me. It'd be better to text at 562-335-4956. And do remember, I do not answer the phone unless I have a scheduled call and I know who's calling, out of respect to the person who's calling. Because when I'm talking to you, I want to be 100% present and not distracted. So I only answer the calls when we have a scheduled time aside. However, voicemails and texts, I check throughout the day all the time, and I will get back with you. And if you want to talk to me, just leave me your name and phone number and tell me why you want to talk to me, so I have an idea how much time to set aside, and I will call you, or I will schedule a call with you so we can do that. It's all a respect thing. And I am so thankful that I learned that, because I remember when I was a kid, we didn't have call waiting. We had an old rotary phone. And the only place we had one single phone was in the hallway. So when Dad was on the phone, we could barely get from the kitchen to the living room or anything like that. And now most people have a cell phone and they have call waiting and they have this and they have that. And it is just so much more important to make the most out of it. Keep a conversation to the point, respectful, and you get much more out of it than going on and on and on. So I've done enough of that right now. Let me go on and wish you a wonderful, happy, and healthy week. Stay empowered. And until next Thursday again. And can you believe it's October? October 1st. A new day, a new month, a new beginning. And if you have new health goals, please let me know so we can explore them together and I can help you journey towards them. Have a wonderful day.